Ain't God good? We serve an almighty God. God who's able to do all things. What He does well. But tell you, we can never thank Him enough for everything that He's done for us. It's already been said what we know that He's done. But just think about all the things He does for us that we don't even think about. Him just being an almighty God, looking down upon us and sees us where we are and helps us every day with His almighty hand. Been lifting us up, bringing us out, and I know a lot of us have been through a lot. Praise God, just imagine what it'd been like if God wasn't with us. We'd had to go through it by ourselves. But I'm glad we don't have to go through it by ourselves. I'm glad I can call on one who knows me and loves me, who's concerned about me and concerned about you. Boy, I thought this week, last couple of weeks, boy, we've been through a lot. And the priest's little mother, boy, been through a lot. We've been seeking God's face, but I'm glad I can. I'm glad I can go to the great physician when the physician's just scratching her head and don't know exactly what to do. I'm glad there's one that's on my side. I'm one that looks down upon me and knows that I ain't able to do much. But He's an almighty God who's able to do all things. Boy, He just continues to touch us and help us. And He's drawing us closer together than we've ever been. Praise God. He's given us victory in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We're just going to praise Him no matter what happens, no matter how things go. We're just going to trust the Lord because He's all we got. Amen. He is all we got. We can trust Him. We put our faith in Him. We can rely on Him and just adhere to Him. Praise God. That's what faith is, believing. And I'm glad we have one that we can believe in. Amen. You've got one today that you can believe in, you can trust in, you can rely on. And His name's Jesus. Praise His holy name. Has He done anything good for you? Boy, He's worthy of all of our praise. Amen. All of our praise is due Him. And I thank Him for being with me. I thank Him for being with me the last few weeks, but the last few months and the last few years. And God just touched me many, many times. And times whenever I felt like just giving up and giving in and, being dissuaded. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God that's been with me. He's a Savior that's loved me. It seemed like nobody else had. Well, I'm glad he's a Savior come along beside me, puts these big old arms around me, loves me up real close to Him, pulls me up into His bosom. He said, they may not care about you. They may not be thinking about you today. But He said, boy, I am. He said, boy, I love you. I care for you. I'm here to help you. Boy, I mean, you don't know the God I'm talking about today. You don't know God. Amen. But boy, I tell you, I appreciate Him. I appreciate the love I feel. I appreciate the love that this church shows me and my little wife. I told the church Wednesday night, we don't deserve it. Well, I thank God for the way that you love us. Amen. The way that you show that and you're giving your support. Amen. And your prayers. I was thinking that today's the celebration of life for Miss Margie. She went out of here a year ago. Amen. Began to live like nobody's ever lived before. Amen. Boy, what a blessing it is. But I think about her quite often. It seemed like when I was having a dark time in my life or having a rough day, the phone would ring and it'd be Miss Margie. And she said, I just wanted to call and tell you that I love you. Well, I tell you what, it don't get no better than that. Amen. Praise God. You know, one day we'll all be up there where she's at and it'll just begin. She's just beginning. Amen. It's been a year for us, but it's just beginning for her. And one of these days, we're going to get to be there with her. Amen. We begin with her, praise God, and we'll be partakers of that endless day. Man, can you imagine that? What it's going to be like, praise God, when we all get to heaven. Amen. There'll be no darkness of night. There'll be no troubles and sorrows there. But we'll be in the presence of a holy God who looked down upon us. He gives us that comfort that we need. He gives us the hope that we have. He gives us the encouragement, amen, from another world. Glory be to God that one day in a little while, youngins, we're going to separate from this toil and strife, this sorrow and tribulations that we face here in this world. And we'll go out of here to be with Him. And the Bible says, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. It'll just be a time time of praising and giving God glory. It'll be a time rejoicing in the Lord with the blessings from God, the blessings from heaven. The day He pours out His grace upon us from the throne of grace. Where would you get grace from except from that throne of the grace of God? Amen. I want to say that throne is full of grace and mercy and full of love, and God has it to bestow, and He's looking down upon us. Amen. Glory be to God. If you didn't come this morning to get in and get partakers in what's going on right here, you're missing out, child of God. If you come looking to get your cup full of overflowing this morning, praise God. God's got it in the throne of grace. He's got it to deliver, and He's got a deliverer in the Holy Ghost of God. That's what we're feeling here this morning. That's what's moving through this place. That's what's making His presence known in the hearts and the minds of His children. Praise God. We ought to just jump up and shout and give God glory for His presence in the house of God. These places all over this country that's starving to death for what we have right here. And we sit here like a cave looking at a new gate, and we ought to be standing up and shouting and praising, weeping and crying, giving God praise for showing up again. Amen. Praise God. I don't take it lightly. I don't take it for granted. When my God, His grace and mercy, praise God, He takes that grace from the portals of glory and ministers it down to me and you. Amen. Glory to God. He said, "Preacher, I don't understand what I'm feeling this morning." I tell you what you're feeling if you're a child of God. You're feeling, Brother Don, a cup full on purpose. Amen. A cup full of purpose. The purpose of God is to minister to you and I and give you that, praise God, that'll encourage our hearts. Give us just a little bit of a dose of glory. Say, hey, listen, it's all going to be worth it, child of God. Just keep pressing on. It won't be very long. Just a little bit farther. Praise God, the trials and the tribulations and the heartaches of this world, they'll come. Sure they will. But Peter said that that's what God uses, the trials and tribulations, to help our faith, give us teachable moments, so we can realize that we need some help, and help ain't of this world. I can help you. I'll help you all I can, but I can't help you like God can. He's a God of heaven, and He's a Savior above, amen, who looks down upon us, and He knows our every need. You know, God knows exactly where we are this morning. He knows exactly what you're going through. He knows exactly what you're up against. He knows exactly what we face individually. But I'm glad I serve, Brother Bud, an individual God. Amen. He's my God. Amen. Boy, the devil don't like us this morning. He'd like to shut her down. But glory be to God, I'm glad he can't stop it because he didn't start it. Hey, glory to the Holy God of heaven. He moved from the throne of grace, sent down a handful of purpose. Amen. From the very throne of the grace of God, where it all is, where He stores it up, praise God, to minister it out in a godly fashion. Amen. Praise God. You know one thing about our God? He always ministers about a whole lot more than what you need. Amen. God said that He had not seen the righteous forsaken or His seed a begging bread. So He takes care of His little youngins. I look across this auditorium this morning, and I see every one of us, and I don't see anybody that's too awful thin from going without in this place. I see folks that's well blessed and well favored, amen, by an almighty God who looked down upon us, praise God, and give us with purpose the divine blessings of God. A God from heaven who looks down upon us and sees us not as we are, but what He's going to make us to become one day when He presents us to Himself without spot or blemish. When we get those glorified bodies like unto the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for heaven. Amen. I think about heaven quite often. I think as you get older, you begin to think about it more. Amen. Seems like it's always on my mind. Amen. I can't get it off my mind. But I'm glad that there's a great God of heaven, and He's got exactly what I need, and knows how to meet my needs. He's always willing. He's ready just to send it, praise God, right on time. He's never been late. Amen. Now, in my physical being, these times I wondered, Lord, God, where are you at? You ever wonder where God was at? You wonder why God wasn't moving? But why you couldn't see the hand of God? Why you didn't feel that touch? Sometimes felt like God had withdrawn Himself, that God had left you. Sometimes I think, praise God, it's not Him that leaves us. It's us that leave Him. We take our eyes off Him and off us the focus of the holy and righteous God. And we get caught up in the things that, praise God, that so easily beset us in this world. But I'm glad there's a God that looks, praise the Lord, looks beyond our besettings and looks in the future. Praise God, knows exactly where you need to be. And praise the Lord, He goes ahead of preparing a way that one day in a little while we can come to that place. Amen. Said, preacher, how's He do it? Because he's that same comforting God that He's always been. Amen. He said He'd send us a comforter. Amen. Jesus said, it's needful for me to go away. But if I go away, I'll send you a comforter. Amen. He said, I'll send you one like me, praise God. He said, I'm going to be here and there, and I'm going out of here. But He said, Brother Lynn, I'm going to send you one. Hey, glory. Listen, children. He said, I'm going to send you one that can be with you everywhere you are, every minute of every day, every second of your life, every thought, praise God. If we'll think on Him and we'll meditate upon Him, you can find Him right regular. Amen. Wherever you are, praise God, there He is. I found out here lately, praise God, everywhere I go, there He is. I get to looking for Him and He shows up. Amen. It seems like in the most adverse times of my life, things are going in different directions so fast that you can't get a hold of them. But there's a God of heaven that's already went ahead of them. He's already cut them all, praise God. It's the grace of God in that same comforter, praise God, that He promised from the beginning. That same comforter is the one that's here with us today. That same comforter is a comforter from God Almighty. Amen. We don't have just a comforter today. We don't have just any comforter today. We've got that same comforter that He promised from the beginning. Amen. You think about our God. In order to create the whole universe. Amen. He just spoke it. He just spoke it. He said, let there be. And there is. Amen. But when it comes to mine and your salvation, when it comes to being comforted from the throne of grace, when it comes to grace coming down to where we was, amen, speaking it wouldn't do it. But what He had to do, He had to send His only begotten Son into this old sin-cursed world, amen, to die on the cross of Calvary for your sins and my sin, praise God. Amen, speaking it wasn't good enough, but He had to send the best He had to send His Son, had to send Him into perdition, send Him into sin, praise God, to be the Redeemer of mankind. He was the great comforter. But that same comforter, the same comforter, praise God, that God sent down to heaven, from heaven, from the throne of grace, that same comforter is still the same today. Amen. That same comforter's never changed. That same comforter's still real. He's still there, praise God. His presence can be recognized. Amen. No, hey, listen. Don't grieve the Holy Ghost of God. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God, amen, when He's here, when He's present, when He shows up, amen. Hey, if you can't do nothing else, pray God, just lift your hand. Amen. Just throw up a hand in recognition of the sweet Spirit that's moved through this place. Amen. I want to say, if you've done recognized it, it's a whole lot closer than that. It's the same comforter, praise God, that's tiptoed across your heart this morning. It's the same comforter that's always been and always will be. Recognize Him. Just put your hand up. Say, I recognize Him. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's the Holy Ghost of God. It's that same comforter, praise God, that He said He would send. And He said He would send. And He'll send Him again. And send Him again. Just on time. Just in time, praise God. That comforter of God. Amen. What about a God being big enough to know what you need when you need it? Amen. What about a Savior, praise God, to come and died and bled and died for your sins and mine? And he said, I've got to go away. Amen. But they said, oh Lord, we've been so comforted in you. That's why he told them over in John 14, he said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God? Believe also in me. Amen. He said, don't be sorry about it. Don't be troubled about it. Amen. He said, you believe in God? Believe also in me. He said, praise God. Hey, listen, they comfort in knowing that God of heaven and me, praise God, we love you, we care for you. But he said, I'm going to go away and I'm going to send you another comforter, praise God, that'll undergird you. He'll walk with you. He'll talk with you. He'll minister to you. And if you get down to where you can't go, praise God, he'll carry you. Amen. I've got down in my soul. I'll just be honest. I've got down in my soul here before lately. I just said, oh God, I don't know what to do. I told my wife one day here a while back, I said, But Jeff, I said, honey, I don't even know how to pray. I don't know what to pray. I don't know what to ask for. I begged, I pleaded, I said, God, I don't know no more. Boy, I had no more, got through thinking within myself till there was a window opened in heaven. Brother Kevin. And there was a cool breeze, praise God, begin to flow across my soul. He said, peace be still. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to take it up, praise God. Holy Ghost of God said, I've got this. I'm going to carry it to the throne of grace and lay it down in front of the great God of heaven in the place of grace, divine grace, praise God. Hands of peace flooded over my soul. Amen. That breeze was a stirring. I ain't got over that yet. Amen. That breeze is still a stirring. Amen. Yeah. How do you know? Because he's blowing through here. Amen. See, this old flesh and the worlds and the desires of the flesh would want us to think that God don't really care. He don't really care about you. Or he may care about somebody else. He may care about Brother Scott. Or he may care about Brother Don, but oh devil, you're this old flesh, oh, he don't really care about you. I won't say the devil's a liar. Amen, because he's a God of heaven. And praise God, when you get to the place that you don't know what to do, that you don't know how to pray, that you don't know what to ask for, you don't even know what you need. He's a God of heaven. Praise God that sent His Spirit. I'm talking about that same Comforter. The same Comforter that's always been here. The same Comforter that's always been here, Brother Austin. He'll always be here. He'll not leave us nor forsake us. He'll be right here with us, praise God, and praise the Lord. Like you say in that song, praise God, He'll hold our hand, praise God. Amen. When we can't hold on to Him, hey, listen, I ain't got a strong enough grip, but I thank God that the Holy Ghost of God has got me, praise God. I'm in His hand. Amen. When my old feeble knees go to shaking, my old feeble body goes to quaking, and I feel like a world's a falling out from under me, Brother Bill. All of a sudden, I feel a tug from glory. Amen. I feel a tug from another world. And he said, hey, listen, don't worry about it, son. I said, I've got this. Praise God, and I've got you. Hey, somebody, something on the other side of that hand that's holding me. Amen. And it's coming. Hey, listen, that strength isn't coming from the world and the universe, praise God. But the strength is coming from the divine grace of God. From the throne room of God. The same Comforter. The same comfort that God's been a giving out through the ages. The same comfort, Brother Don, that comforted my granddaddy and comforted my grandma. Amen. The same comforter is comforting us today. Amen. Well, hey, listen. The church is alive and well. Amen. The devil's influence is everywhere. He's trying to get people to quit and to go back. But I want to say, as Peter said, Lord, there's nothing to go back to. I found the means of eternal salvation in Christ Jesus, my Lord, in eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ. I've found a hand, praise God, that'll hold me, keep me where I need to be. Amen. That same comforter. Amen. We're talking about this morning. Is the same one that'll be here all the way to the end. Amen. They said we go through trials and tribulations. We'll go through hardships in this world. Amen. It's just a given. Because we're here, because we lived in an old sin-cursed world. But Kevin, praise God, he said that same comforter that brought Jesus through. Amen. When he was at Gethsemane, he was down there and he prayed and he prayed in anguish, and his sweat was like great drops of blood coming out of his body because of the anguish of his heart. God knows the anguish of our heart, praise God. And he sends ministers of grace from the throne of grace, praise God, to comfort us during that time. Amen. To strengthen us, to lift us up, to hold us, to carry us if need be. Amen. Into the presence of God. Amen. And His blessing just begin to pour out upon us. And we get to see the power and the goodness of God like we've never known it before. As darkness is settling in and it gets darker and darker. We got up this morning at 4:30 this morning. Our power went off. I mean, it was just black as Tom's house cat. Man, you couldn't see your hand from anything. There ain't no lights at all. You know, we've got used to the dark, to the light. Amen. We got gadgets in our house that shine all the time. So there's always a light on. Amen. This morning there wasn't no lights on. It was just as dark as the pits of hell. But amen, I'm glad, glory be to God, you can take and turn on just a little bit of light. And that darkness has to flee. Amen. Praise God, you get that, you get just a little ray of light. And it begins to illuminate, and that darkness is pushed back. That's what the God of heaven does. Amen. The darkness is overshadowing us. Darkness coming upon us. But praise God, I thank God for the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God the marvelous light of the cross of Calvary. I thank God for the marvelous light of the resurrected Savior, praise God, who rose up, amen, glorified in God, ascended up to heaven, and is sitting at the right hand of the Father on high, the sitting at the right hand of grace to minister for me and you. Amen. His blood was sufficient, amen, to bring us into the portals of glory. He said to come boldly before the throne of grace. Amen. That we might receive help. Praise God. I'm glad that we've got help. We've got a helper. And His name is Jesus. Oh, we ought to lift that name up. We ought to praise that name. We ought to give that glory because, praise God, that's where our comfort comes from. Amen. Praise God. He said, I've got to go away. He said, I'll send you. He said, I'll pray the Father. He'll send you another comforter. Amen. Jesus said, I'm going to pray the Father. So I'm going to ask the Father. Amen. And he's the Son. The Father says, in whom I am well pleased. So when Jesus, He said, if you need to ask anything, ask the Father. He said, let me tell you a little secret. He said, just ask the Father in my name. Yep. Amen. See, I'm just Mr. Mud. Amen. We're just Mr. Mud. Just the dirt. Amen. Just dirt. But he was studying on creation last Sunday, and Mia was talking about, she said, Papa, and I said, yeah, she said, you boys are just made out of dirt. I said, amen, Mia, we just dirt. Amen. It rains, we just call me Mr. Mud. But I'm glad, praise God, in the portals of glory, we've got a God, a divine God of grace who looks down upon me, and He don't see me, praise God, but He sees my Savior. Amen. He don't see Mr. Mud. But he sees, glory be to God, but he sees my Lord and say, he sees Jesus Christ, my Savior, in me. Amen. He sees me forgiven. Amen. He sees me repentant. He sees me forgiven. He sees me saved by God's marvelous grace through Christ Jesus, my Savior. Amen. And he said he's constantly sending that same comforter, that same comforter, that comforter just keeps coming by. See, just keep sending him out with another load, with another load. Amen. To comfort my heart and to help my soul. Amen. He said, just to go just a little bit farther, to take just one more step. I tell you, when you take a step toward Jesus, it's the best step you ever made. Amen. When the devil's trying to stop you, when the devil's trying to push you back, praise God, just go ahead and just take one more step toward Jesus and say, Jesus, just like a little kid, just like a little kid who's hunting. Amen. Who's trying to find him. You say, well, preacher, I'm an old man now. I can't do that. Amen. We better do that. Amen. We better do that. The older we get, brother, I've realized the more we need him. We can't depend on ourselves because self will let you down. But I'm glad today, praise God, that same comforter that the Lord sent from the very beginning said he'll send again. And he'll send down for me and he'll send down for you. Praise God, and he'll send him down to take us just a little bit farther. And when we take one step and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The wind is thrown up. The Spirit of God begins to move. And he comes down and he settles where you're at. Do you know what I'm talking about this morning? And he says, peace, be still. Amen. It's all right. Because we've got you and we've got this situation. Amen. And it'll all be for God's glory. And then you can just lift up your head and say, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your name. I knew you'd come. I know you knew where I was at. I know you knew what I was going through. I know you know what I'm up against. But thank you, Jesus, for coming by. Thank you for just showing me that you're in control. Amen. That you got this. And that you got me. I'm yours, Lord. Thank you for coming when I called for you. Thank you for hearing the pleas of this little child. Amen. And coming to me when I couldn't reach high enough to get to you. But you reached down and you got me. Enveloped me in your arms. Pulled me to your bosom. And said, son, it's going to be all right. Talk about that same comforter that we've had for looking at it. We'll have to eat. One day, a little while, Lord Terry is coming. Every one of us here may go by way of the grace. One day we may wake up in yonder world. But I'm glad when it comes time for this old boy to cross Chili Jordan. I'm glad there's a God of heaven who's got me, praise God. He said, you come with me, praise God. I know where the stepping stones are. I can get you across and death. Amen. You won't even get the waters of death won't even get on you. Amen. Praise God. He said, we'll just cross this thing together and I'll take you home to be with me. And so shall I ever be with my Lord. Why? Because of that same comforter that he sent from the beginning, he'll still be with you till the end. Amen. Same comfort. Praise God. We can put our faith and trust in him. We can believe on him this morning because what he's already accomplished for you and I. Amen. He's already done that for us that needs to be done. Now all we've got to do is just draw nigh unto him so that he can draw nigh unto us. That's the whole point of being a Christian. That's the whole point of getting in this thing. To draw nigh to him. To get closer and closer and closer every day. That's what he wants for us. But you know the big picture of this thing? Is that that's what we should desire for ourselves. Because that same comforter that comforted you from the beginning will be that comfort that will comfort you in the end. Amen. He'll bring you to where He is, and He'll deposit us one day where God would have us to be. Amen. Ain't you glad this morning that you know Jesus? Amen. Ain't you glad today that this same Comforter is comforting you today, giving you that giving us that we need, that we might just lift up our voices and praise God, give Him glory for all that He's done. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank Him this morning for the comfort that He has. Let me give you a couple of verses of Scripture. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, He said, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort." You need any comforting today? That same comfort is here today. He said, "Who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." The same Comforter. He said, "I've got comfort." He said, "I have it in abundance from the portals of glory, from the throne of grace." He said, "How much do you need? How much comfort could you use?" He said, "I have it in abundance."